Yeah, so what are you trying to change here?
I want to be emotionally strong and independent outside of a relationship.
Okay, now look at the situation you're in now. What is it you're trying to change?
How I feel about myself.
Okay.
Outside of a relationship.
Outside of a relationship, okay. Are you in a point of changing a relationship here?
I'm trying to leave one.
Okay. And what's your attention on?
How sad I'll feel and the loss and the grief of losing that person. Mm-hmm. And the separation.
And, okay. And what do you feel the intention is here? Obviously to leave.
Sorry?
Obviously the intention is to leave. What do you do when you feel these things?
I feel quite panicky. And that I'm trying to leave, but I'm being pulled back towards the person as well.
Okay. Now go to image. What does this say to the world about who you are?
It says I'm a bit needy.
Okay. So in that intention then, although you say you're trying to move away, there's still intention here to stick.
Yeah.
Now go into that. When you want to stick to him, what is it you seek?
Security, stability, good. Love.
Okay, so go into that feeling of all. Okay, reassurance is an interesting one. That goes with the security. Get this whole feeling of seeking security. When you go into that, why do you want to be secure? What is it going to bring you? What can you get when you're secure?
Just connection.
Connection? Okay, good.
And being understood. And
okay, good. Go into this now. When you feel you would sign connection, be understood, what's that going to give you? What do you want there? Go deeper again. What do you want underneath this?
It's almost like having that validation of who I am.
No, I don't want validation of who you are. What's that going to give you? Okay, go into this. So you're going well. We're going to go deeper each time, though. When you start feeling that, you're looking for validation. Now, why do you want validation? What do you really want there? When you got validation, what do you get with it?
It's love, I suppose.
Go deeper. And if when you want validation, I think you're probably looking for self-esteem, though, aren't you?
Yes, self-esteem and self-worth.
So are you trying to gain the self-worth?
Mm.
But that's a positive step, but going to the self-worth. When you feel worthy enough, what can you get? What do you really want under the self-worth?
To love myself.
Ah, you want to love yourself. Good.
As I am, yes.
Good. Yeah. So self-love is a good intent as well.
Yeah.
So if you put that as an intention, then that's the bottom line intention. Well, maybe you can go deeper. There may be a bottom line, but can you go deeper? If you're looking to loving yourself, what else do you get when you love yourself?
Peace, inner peace.
Okay, so your peace will. Okay, this is a good general thing. Peace, self-love, there's your bottom line. There's a new image coming out of that. Instead of actually being this needy, clingy thing, when you're seeking love, self-love and peace, what does that make you?
Actually being connected with everybody as well and having that sense of oneness.
Yeah, when it comes to you. Okay, so you're seeking the oneness. Good. That's bottom line, and seeking that oneness.
Mm.
But obviously there's one person you want to leave because they don't fit. You're trying to fit with some better ones in which you feel your self-esteem. So there's an image here then. So being a clingy, this clingy, needy thing, when you're in that intention, what does that say to the world about who you are?
That I'm strong and...
It's not always very easily defined in words, but there you can see there's a secret of oneness. Is, I don't know, what words you put in don't really matter, but you know, you come somehow a secret of love and oneness and yourself, your spirituality, whatever. But you see there's a more positive image than this needy thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see attention has got attached to the intention, which has become convoluted. So when you come back to this image of finding that love, where does your attention want to go?
Well, it feels better.
Mm.
It feels much nicer.
And what do you start focusing on once you're in this image of being this kind of loving oneness?
It's quite freeing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But what does your attention go on to? When you look, you start focusing on the horrible things or the good things, no?
Good things.
Yeah. So, this is how we're going to go further now. Now you've actually identified what the image is, we're going to do a little meditation to read and cultivate the futures. And as I mentioned, as you do this process in many situations, you find your bottom line intent is often very similar, coming close to your true will. So although you stop by changing various situations, in the end you're getting more and more to your actual destiny to create the full life that you really want. No, you don't do it on paper. You can go a bit deeper by doing it in meditation. It's the next stage. So, are you all ready for the next stage? You all got the basic list down?
I'm not sure.
So, where are you stuck?
It's connecting them all up. I mean, for me, it's the same. True will, oneness, love.
Okay, now start with the thing you were trying to change.
The derby. I'm diabetic,
okay.
If you know.
Mm-hmm. And where's your attention?
On the diabetes.
Okay. And what do you do when it's on that?
I restrict my diet.
Okay. What does this say to the world about who you are?
I'm very controlling.
Okay, good.
Very controlled.
Okay, controlled. There's a good image. And what's your intention when you're restricting the diet then?
Well,
obviously you want to get better, but let's look at where how you're doing it. When you go into the controlled thing, and your attention is on the diabetes, what is your attention to put your attention? What is your intention in putting the attention in it that way? When you look at this diabetes and getting controlled in, what do you feel the intention is? Is it controlling it?
Oh yes, that's yeah. Yeah, it's controlled itself.
Exactly, yeah. It's not quite the same as healing, but it's a step you see. Let's look into this then. If you go into the feeling to control it, what do you want?
To know.
Ah, you want to know. It's more than healing, it is.
I'm safe, maybe.
You want to, okay, so when you want to know, you want to find safety.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Go into that feeling then. Why do you want to be safe? What else do you find there when you're safe? What can you get when you're safe?
Well, apart from love, which is an obvious one.
No, you have to feel your way in, though.
Right.
Feel it. Don't think, feel, so you can be feeling heart what you're desiring. So when you want to feel safe, what can that give you that you really want underneath?
Okay, nurturing.
I say, okay, nurturing, good. Go into the nurturing, you need nurturing. And why do you need nurturing? What are you going to get once you're nurtured? How's it going to feel? What do you want there?
Maybe safety, yeah.
That's the same thing, you said safety. Well, safety and nurturing. Now, that's playing the same patterns. It's going to take a bit of time over this to really feel your way. Once you really feel, when you really feel you're going to the safety and nurturing, what else are you going to get what you really want? What do you want to need to be safe and nurtured for?
In order to love.
Ah, okay. So therefore, underneath, you really want love.
And to find the peacefulness.
Okay, that's fine. That's positive intent. So once you've got this intention of seeking love, let a new image come. What does this say to the world about who you are?
Sorry.
So what's the new image which comes with that? If you now you find you're looking for love, what's the image? What does it say to the world about who you are?
If the love comes through, you mean?
If focus on the intention now, you want this love.
I want it.
This is what you're seeking.
Hmm.
You want that love. Can you let an image develop around this now? So being this controlling thing, what are you when you're seeking love?
I'm relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. More open.
I'm giving.
So it changes the image, doesn't it? It might not be easy to find the words, but you know, there's a different image here, being loving, giving, open.
Mm.
Okay. So this is what you've got. These two possible futures. There's a controlling you, which keeps controlling. It controls the diabetes rather than heals it. That's why it stays to the diet. Then you've got the future that's open, loving, relaxed.
Mm.
And obviously probably want that one to be healed as well.
Mm.
Which has been getting most attention so far. So far it's been the controlling one, that's where we're going to change it.
Mm.
Okay, so you've done it on paper.
I'm confused about my true will. I haven't found my true will yet.
I think it really helps to do it with
it
another person, that you can go down the layers.
We're going to do it in meditation. We're going to talk to your higher self with it.
Alright.
You should be able to get so far on paper, get some idea. I mean, did you go through layers here?
Yeah.
So you've got a bottom positive intent?
Yeah.
Good. That's all you need for now. The wrist is revealed in meditation. I know it helps that I'm talking to you about it as well, but this something you should be able to do at home. I won't always be there. But, you know, your higher self will always be there, though. Dragons will always be there now. And there's going to be magic with you, and there's going to be mystery. This is what you're going to learn to trust in. And so we just do the meditation, you see how well it works. You learn so much on paper, you've written it down, you've got your basic intention, attention, action, and image, you know that. Let's go to the next stage before you get too confused there. So let's go straight into the meditation there, on weeding and cultivating futures.